We're learning today the Sicha on Lag Baomer in Chelek Chof Beis on page 138. The Shir today is being learned Lili Nishmas Rav Yosef Bin Yamin Ben Rav Menashe Koltman. B'nigeya dem Simcha and dem talk from Lag Baomer. Regarding the celebration and the joy on the day of Lag Baomer, Veren gebracht kama taimim. There are a few reasons brought on this. Umehem, and from those reasons are as follows. Aleph, the first reason is the Talmidim from Rav Akiva was Mesu mi Pesach Vadatzeres. The students of Rav Akiva, there were actually 24,000 students of them that died in this time period between Pesach and Shavuos, Pasku Melamus. Unlike Baomer, they stopped passing away. So that's the Simcha of the day, that this tremendous tragedy stopped. Beis, the second thing, the joy of the day is Siz Hilula de Rashbi. It's the day of the celebration of the Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Yahrzeit von Rav Shimon ben Yochai was erat angesagt, as man soll sich freien bei Yom Slakusai. And he said that the day of his passing should be a day of celebration and joy. Those are the two different things regarding this day. Now, Allah in Yonim von Teira is an Abediok. Everything in Teira is precise. Darf man sagen, if so, we must say, Asisfaran, Ashaiches, Beteichen, Ve'inyin, zwischen die zwei Murais and Ha. There must be some kind of connection in the content of these two incidents. Neisa Falzeh, was Rashbi, is Talmidish Rav Akiva. In addition to the fact that there's just a simple connection of the fact that Rav Shimon Be'Yichoi was one of the students of Rav Akiva, therefore related to the other event that happened in this day, Paschal Lamus, regarding the students of Rav Akiva. Darfen verstehen. So we need to explain. Was ist die Scheiches zwischen dem, was Talmidei Rav Akiva Paschal Lamus zu Hilule der Rashbi? What is the connection between the fact that on this day the two students of Rav Akiva stopped passing away and the fact that it's the yard site of Rav Shimon ben Yochai? Ulchayre, seemingly, adarabe. On the contrary, says adova vihifuche. These two points are actually opposites. Rashbi is doch gewen eine von den chamisha talmidim von Rav Akiva, was then a geblieben leben. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is one of the five students of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, of Rav Akiva that is, that did not pass away during that terrible plague where all of the students passed away. Unheim hemidu teira. Rav Akiva, amongst the five students of Rav Akiva that remained alive, they brought back teira to all Yidden. Heistes doch, if that's the case, what this means is, as the simcha defun, was talmide Rav Akiva poskim milamos, the joy in the fact that this is the day that the students of Rav Akiva stop passing away is madgish. What this highlights is, vilag baime is a tog, it's a day that was Rashbi, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and the andere Talmidim v'ha'achreinim, the Rav Akiva, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the other students, and then the later students of Rav Akiva, bleiben b'chayim, that they remain alive. That's what this day represents. The hepech von nistalkus Rav Shimon ben Yochai, which is the opposite of the fact that this is the day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai passes away. So where's the connection between these two points of this day? So we can say the explanation here is as follows. In dem yoyim ha'estalkus von atzadik, on the day when atzadik passes away from this world, kumu zich tzazamen kol maisov v'teirosoy v'avidosoy asha ovad kol yimei chayov. So it comes together, all of his aveda, all of his deeds, his teira, his work that he worked during his entire life, all come together and get elevated on this day. Was das meisel v'chulov, but so these, his deeds and so on, zenen chayav ha'amitim. That is the real life of a tzaddik. Is verstandig, so therefore from this it's understood, as b'yoyim ho'yistalkos, on the day when a tzaddik passes away, der greichter zayn shleimus, he comes to his utmost perfection in his avedis Hashem, und das is meir begili. And this level that he comes to in his avedis Hashem is what's revealed and shining in the world. So therefore, we here applying it to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, umibald is that as the avodah from Rav Shimon ben Yochai is given, hepech von Yichov Dald Elef Talmidei Rav Akiva Shemesu. His avodah was in such a way that he remained alive, and therefore it was different and actually the opposite of the approach of the other 24,000 students of Rav Akiva that passed away. Sie ist ein avodah was bringt zu Paschal Melamus. His avodah is of such a sort that it brings about that they should not pass away. Kudlak Haman, as will be explained, how Rav Shimon ben Yochai's Aveda is specifically a kind of Aveda that is the opposite of the Talmidim that died, Adarabe, it brings Paschal Lamus. The Rebbe, this is the reason why, is Zayin Hilula. It's his yard site. When Shleimus Avedasa is Meir Begili, when the perfection and the Shleimus of his Aveda is revealed in them Tog from Pascha. It's on this day when the students stop dying, stop passing away, which is Lag Boimer. That's the connection here. The Aveda of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, which remained alive, so he excelled in an Aveda that brings about that to remain alive in this world, that the students should remain alive. And that's what happened on this day, that they stopped passing away. And this is the day of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai's Shleimus of his Aveda on his yard site. The question, however, here is as follows. Since out of the five students of Rabbi Akiva, is dafke the yistalkus from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai given Balag Baimer, out of the five students specifically, Rabbi Akiva is the one that his yard site is on Lag Baimer. Daf mezogin, if so, we must say, as the inyan from Pascha Milamos, that this idea that the students stop passing away, hotashaychis miyuchedes tzeim, is specifically connected to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai mer vitzi the andere fir talmidim, more than the other four students. Midvast is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is getelt beinyin zeh from the andere fir talmidim Rabbi Akiva. So what is it that is unique about the Aveda of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that with this he's different than the other students that also remained alive, but apparently the shleimus of their Aveda is not uniquely expressed in this idea that it brings to the fact that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped passing away. So there must be a unique connection to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai more than the other students that also remained alive. We can say, by first introducing and explaining in the Maim Chazal, regarding what Chazal tell us, as the Chav Dalad Elef, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva that passed away, why did this happen? Because Leinogu Kovid Zeh Lezeh. They didn't behave with the proper respect one to another. Talachayre Tamua. Seemingly, this is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Akiva, their teacher, Rabbi Akiva, is Dr. Bala Maimer. He is the one that said, as Ve'ahavto L'Reyacha Kamoicha, to love your fellow as yourself, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Teira. This is the biggest klal, the most important mitzvah of the entire Teira. If so, how is it possible? As Talmidov, his own students, was Teira's emes, Rufze on Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The Teira is telling us that they really are worthy of this title of being the students of Rabbi Akiva. Zal Nitneig Zan Kovet Zeleze. They are the ones that are not giving proper respect to one another. How could this be? Is Einu from the Biyurim and them. One of the explanations for this is Yedere from the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Each one of the students of Rabbi Akiva had gehad sein weg wie erat verstanden teures Rabbi, had his perception of how he understood what Rabbi Akiva taught them. Und leitem gedientem Eibishten, and based on this was his approach and the way he served Hashem. By eine is the eike given avas Hashem. By one, the main thing that was emphasized was his love, the love for Hashem. By a zweite, yiris Hashem. By another, it was the awe that he has for Hashem. Und as eiweiter, each one in their own style, in their own way. Is yedere given as zoi durchgenommen mit sein eifen alimud va'aveda. Each one of the students was so fully permeated with his approach in learning and in the way he served Hashem, biz as by yedn fin zei atzachab galeit, to the point that by each one of them it was absolutely clear as der was folknit noch dem derech, that anyone that's not following in this way felt him in shleimus. He's missing in completion of his aveda. There's something lacking in his Aveda. It was so fully immersed and permeated with this approach that to them, each one of them, this represented the absolute truth of how one learns and connects to Hashem. That's the first point. Now, another point there is, being that they were the students of Rabbi Akiva, was also gekocht in the minyan from Vavtel Aracha Kamoicha. Rabbi Akiva very much emphasized the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, v'haftal racha kamoicha, hat jeder von zei sich nit bagnugend mit der eigena aliyah mechayel ochayel. See, each one of them was not satisfied by the fact that he got it right and he is serving Hashem in the most perfect way and going from level to level. Now, er hat sich mishtadl gewen, each one of them made an effort zu mashpia sein auf alle seine chavedim, to influence all of his friends, as zei zon dinen dem eibishon dafka auf sein derech, that they should also see the truth and serve Hashem exactly in the pathway that they see to be the only and the most best pathway to serve Hashem. Und wenn die anderen Talmidim haben nicht mehr Kabel gewendet, dem Derech. So when other students did not accept this pathway that one was trying to influence him, seien die durchgenommen mit Zeh Derech HaAveda, because the other students were actually totally immersed in their approach and in their pathway of serving Hashem, seeing that this is the only and absolute perfect way of serving Hashem. So then the result was, is Linoagu Kovid Zeh LaZeh. They did not behave with the proper respect to one another. And what this means is, not in the simple and literal sense that they disregarded another's respect, another, the honor that another person deserves. Rather, what it means is as follows. Zayindig anche emes, being truthful people. Bitchas v'sholem, achas b'peh, v'achas b'lev. Not, God forbid, one that says one thing with his mouth, but in his heart, he feels differently. Hat net gekent sein, kein richtige regesh, shol kovet von einen zum zweiten. They couldn't have a real, genuine feeling of respect for one another. Since in his mind, the other that is not accepting his way of serving Hashem is lacking in the shleimus, in the perfection of how he should be serving Hashem. So therefore, even if they did give honor to one another, but there was a certain lack in the shleimus of that respect because each one saw the other that he's not accepting the real shleimus, the proper oifen of serving Hashem, that he saw to be the truth. He was totally immersed in this way of serving Hashem. That's the explanation of the story about the students of Rabbi Akiva that passed away in this time period. Okay, so now Rabbi continues to explain that this idea here, that they were so immersed in their derech and avedis Hashem, is also something that they took from Rabbi Akiva himself, being his students. Being that these are the students of Rabbi Akiva, is verstandig, so it's understood, as ot der seder avede von Talmide Rabbi Akiva. This degree and this way of serving Hashem as described here, zu sein as sehr stark herangetan jeder in sein eifen avede, that each one of them was so completely involved in his approach in serving Hashem, bis nicht zu geben kein Ort, as an ander derech, to the point that you don't see that it's possible that there's any other approach that can be as perfect as this. This is can be found, and you can see the root for this in the Aveda of Rabbi Akiva himself, their teacher. Where do you see this regarding Rabbi Akiva himself? The explanation is as follows. Rabbi Akiva is kol yomov. Rabbi Akiva, his entire life, given bichuke in the meaning of Mesidus Nefesh. He had one desire and he was yearning for to come to the level of giving up his life, complete self-sacrifice for Hashem. The Gemara sagt, as the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Akiva had gesagt, Rabbi Akiva says, L'talmidov to his students, and he shared this with his students. Kol yomai ha'yisi mitztaya, masa yove le'yodi v'kaimeno. My entire lifetime, I had pain about this. I was yearning for this. When will it come that I will be able to fulfill, to give up my life, self-sacrifice for Hashem's sake? That's Rabbi Akiva, the absolute Mesiris Nefesh. Now, what does Mesiris Nefesh represent? Mesiris Nefesh is an inyan was nem durach and mentioned in Ganzen. Self-sacrifice is something where a person is completely, completely immersed and totally consumed by this Mesiris Nefesh. Wenn eine steht in Mesiris Nefesh, when one is involved in something with an attitude and with the feeling of Mesiris Nefesh, bleibt nicht kein Sach ben Nafshoi v'chulu, there's nothing that's left in any part of his soul, was soll nicht durchgenommen werden von der Mesiris Nefesh, which is not completely permeated with this Mesiris Nefesh. If one serves Hashem with one level or another, so then it includes a certain aspect of who the person is. But Mesiris Nefesh means full and complete dedication to Hashem. So therefore, it includes the entire existence of who the person is. So this is where the students of Rabbi Akiva that had their approach and their attitude and their Avedas Hashem, they took this from Rabbi Akiva himself. They received from Rabbi Akiva Otti Chukit zu Mesiris Nefesh, this desire and yearning for absolute self-sacrifice. And therefore, whatever they were involved in serving Hashem, they were there fully immersed to the point where it didn't leave out any iota of their soul. They were fully involved in this, to the point of self-sacrifice. Completely occupied with this and totally immersed in this approach in serving Hashem, their entire entity was part of this. They were so dedicated to serving Hashem in this way with their entire heart and soul. To the point that at that time, when they were so involved, it was impossible for there to be room for anything else. And that's what brought, as explained before, to their approach to want to try to convince others that this is the only way, the most perfect way to serve Hashem. So now we understand that the students of Rav Akiva were actually on a very high level. This comes from a very, very high and holy place. So what was really lacking over here? Afal pikein, however, nitkukendik of them goydle illuy from zeir aveda. True, but not looking though at this great level that they came to in their aveda Hashem is as given nit kviya kavana b'shleimusa. Nevertheless, it's not the way it should be. At least not in the shleimus, in the most perfect way. There's something that's missing here, and the reason is as follows: the aveda from Mesiris Nefesh alein bring them mention to rotzi. When one serves Hashem as and his entire desire is all with the attitude of Mesiris Nefesh, to give up his life, self-sacrifice for Hashem's sake, what does this bring a person to? It brings a person to Ratzui, which literally means to run, to go, to leave who he is in this world. To have the desire to want to leave this world and to completely expire, where a person totally loses any connection to the material existence in this world. On the Rebbe, so therefore, even though that for the students themselves, personally, this level of Avedas Hashem is an extremely great and lofty level. Aveda mitoch Mesiris Nefesh, an Aveda which is with self-sacrifice. Is this nit kifi shleimus hakavana? But it's still not according to the ultimate purpose of why a person is created in this world. Val di kavana al yoyne is, the purpose of Hashem in creation is as the Mesiris Nefesh Rotzui, this absolute dedication of Mesiris Nefesh, where a person has that yearning and desire, Zolarab Kumin should then be brought down and applied here below. Unachmer brengen Seshuv. And furthermore, this should actually then cause a person to return here into himself, into who he is, and focus on what he could do here in this world for the sake of Hashem. That's the idea of Shuv, which is Mamshach Zayin Elokus L'mato, drawing down and revealing the truth of Hashem here in this world. That could only be accomplished when a person is ready to serve Hashem in an organized fashion, aveda al pitam vidas, serving Hashem with reason and logic in an organized way on a daily basis, where he brings the godliness and the holiness of Hashem into the world, into life, into the experience of where things are, where a person lives life in a normal and gradual manner, the way things are processed in this world. That was the balance of the balance of what the students of Rav Akiva were missing. The Ratzui, to run out of this world, complete dedication, but without the application of the Shuv, to bring it down, to apply it into the Metzius in this world. The Eshleimar, so we can say based on this, as Dasa Zoich the Pirish HaPnimi from Maim HaChazal, this is the deeper understanding of the expression the Gemara says, regarding the students of Rav Akiva, v'kulam meisu, and they all passed away, mipnei shalei nagu kovet zeh lazeh, they didn't give the proper respect to one another, as explained before, and v'hoya olam shamim, and the world was desolate. What's the addition of these words, and the world was desolate? V'bal tazer avedis given an anayfim from Mesiris Nefesh v'rotzi. What this means is, since their aveda was in this approach, in this manner of absolute sacrifice, self-sacrifice, and to completely leave and go out of the existence of this world, is their oilam. So the Gemara is saying, ha'oilam, the existence of the world, the velt, lemata, the world here below, given shomim. It's desolate. Which means, nit amokim dira, a place where no one is dwelling here, yashav adam shom, a place where a human being or Hashem can be brought here in this world, nor al derech midbar de kedusha. The world was like a desert in the holy sense, meaning that the godliness, the level of godliness that was expressed over here in this place was by leaving this place, not hisyashvus, not to settle into this place. On the contrary, the environment was such where all that was experienced and felt was that we have to leave and get out of this area. That's a midbar in kedusha in the positive sense. Es ist nicht gewesen, kein Hamshach es alokos. There wasn't anything here in this Aveda that's bringing down Hashem, by even the Iker, Bekvias Lamata, that his primary presence should be permanent and here, specifically below. That's the concept of a Midbar in Kedusha, where one's Aveda is sort of empty of the existence of the person. The Aveda just consists of the fact that he's leaving who he is, and that's the nature of his connection. Das ist gewesen, der Oiftu von die Chameshes Talmidim. This was now the accomplishment of the five students that remained alive, was Heim Hemidu Teire. They are the ones that brought back Teire to the Yidden, which is the Aveda von Shuv, coming back here into the world and teaching Teire to everybody. They brought back Teire to all the Yidden over here in this world below. That was the five students, which Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was part of them. Now, the Rebbe explains regarding these students that remained alive, Zicher is euch bei di Talmidim, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, gewen de Mesiris Nefesh. What does it mean? These five students that did remain alive, and they did teach Torah and brought the Torah to the people here below in this world, does it mean that they were lacking from what they got from their teacher, Rabbi Akiva, the attitude of Mesiris Nefesh, full self-sacrifice, and to want to completely let go and leave anything that's in this world? No, they were not lacking any Mesiris Nefesh. Hey, so the difference here was that by them is a given adarabe. By them it was on the contrary. In the Maifin Bishlemus, this is given by Rabbi Akiva Rabbam. They had Mesiris Nefesh on a higher level with the Shlemus and the perfection of the way Hashem wants it to be. And that is, Vasei Ratzui is given on a Maifin, their yearning and desire in the self-sacrifice to leave and let go of this world is gevenen aleifim fun. This was similar to the way it was by Rabbi Akiva itself, as the Gemara describes regarding Rabbi Akiva. Nichnas b'shalem, he entered peacefully, or b'meilat es gebracht zu v'yotza b'shalem. And therefore, what it caused is that he also exited peacefully. The Gemara there is discussing about the experience of different tanoim that got elevated into a very high, lofty spiritual place, and the effect of this experience on some of the tanoim was negative. But Rabbi Akiva, though, entered peacefully with the right attitude, and he exited also peacefully. Which means, Zayim Mesiris Nefesh V'Rotzoi, the entire self-sacrifice and yearning to leave the material world is given milachatchile from the beginning. It was with the intention, V'nichnas, when he enters, in an oifin fun b'shalom. It was all with a peacefulness, which means, he enters into this high, lofty experience to completely, to connect to this high, lofty level, all with the intention to come back down and to be here and to bring that great loftiness and that greatness of godliness that he experienced here in the world. So the point that I was emphasizing over here is that it's not only that after he entered into this high, lofty experience, that then he returned, and he returned peacefully, but it's only possible to return peacefully if the very Ratzui itself, right from the beginning, is with the proper approach and with the proper intention to come back down, to be here in this world, as Hashem desires. The entire desire to connect Hashem and to expire, to leave this world without any limitation, this actually only added more energy, an absolute perfect level of energy, in the Aveda that he did to serve Hashem over here below in this world. That was the Aveda of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore the students of Rabbi Akiva, the five students that remained alive, so they took the Mesiris Nefesh of Rabbi Akiva, but the Shlemus of Mesiris Nefesh, which is the Nichnas B'Shalem, the Yatza B'Shalem, that the point of the Mesiris Nefesh is to bring that absolute dedication of Mesiris Nefesh to apply in the Yatza B'Shalem to be here in this world. Based on this, we can say as a hint, as thus is the time for vos like Baimer is in them talk from Chai Ir. This is the reason why like Baimer is on the 18th of year. Says you do have the piskom from Abisena and Siena ben Gay to Chayel. It's well known the vart that the Rebbeim said regarding the day of Chayel, as thus is the tog was Git Achayis and Aveda Fenel. That this day Chayel, which is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, is the day that gives energy, gives life and vitality to the entire Aveda of the entire month of Elul. So based on that vart, we can say, Valderach zay kemen zogin din yoneinu, the similar could be said here regarding our subject, speaking about Lag Baimer, as chai ir, which is Lag Baimer, git achayis in the Aveda from Chaydish ir. The day of Lag Baimer gives life into the entire Aveda of the month of ir. That's barav in them. So to explain this, what does the Aveda of ir consist of? And what's the chayis that the day of Lag Baimer gives into the Aveda of this month? The Chadashim Nisan v'Ir regarding the Aveda of the 2 months, Nisan and Ir, is Yidua, so it's known as follows. As Nisan, which is Chodesh Harishon. Nisan, which is the first month in the calendar, in the Yiddish calendar, when you start from a Chodesh Hazelachem, Reish Chadashim, Rishon Lachem Lachot Sheshana, that's Chodesh Nisan, is Keneged Midas HaChesed. The month of Nisan is corresponding to Chesed, to Hashem's kindness. Un Ir, Chodesh Hasheni, the month of Ir, the second month of the year, is Keneged Midas HaGvura. Corresponds to the second Midah, which is the Midah of Gvura. What's the difference between Chesed and Gvura? So the Rabbi here will explain that Chesed and Gvura is related to the two Avedis that we spoke about before, the Ratzoi and the Shov. Let's see. Was das ist eine von den Biurim in die Scheiches vom Tiras Talmidei Rabbi Akiva mit Yemei HaSfira. Was Ikram ist Bechai Deshir. This is one of the explanations. Why is it that this plague that happened amongst the students of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 that passed away in this time period, why was it in these days between Pesach and Shavuos, which is primarily in the month of Ir? But the Aveda von Ir is in the Mkav HaGvura. The Aveda of Ir represents the Aveda of Gvura. Now, what's Gvura? Halo mimato lemailo. Gvura is to withdraw and to come up and to go out of this world, the Ratzi, the Aveda of a person's yearning and desire to leave and to let go of this world and to go back up to the source. That's the Aveda of Gvura. Similar to a fire, just like a fire that flickers above and wants to return back to its source. In Avedas Hashem, Gvura is that Aveda where a person has that very strong desire to leave the material world and reconnect to his source above. And that characterized the Aveda of the students of Rabbi Akiva, as explained before, and therefore the time that they passed away was in this time period, in the year. Komt Lag Baimer. So here, the day of Lag Baimer comes along on Gitachayis in Otter Aveda. It breathes new life into this Aveda of the month of year. What does this mean? As the Ratzoi v'Halah, that this yearning and elevation zal nitzayin in an oifen was brengt zu lomus un oilam shomim, should not be in such a manner that it causes that the students pass away and leave the world, and that the world should be desolate because there's no settling, there's no bringing down godliness in the world. Nor adarav, the day of Lag Baimer introduces into the month the real life of this Aveda, as brengt achayis leben in der Aveda, it brings life to this Aveda of the Ratzoi, as zizal bring into the Aveda from Shov. When the Ratzoi is in the beginning, as the Rebbe said before, lechat chila, with the right attitude, that the entire desire to want to connect Hashem to the point that one wants to leave this entire world is all in order to get more energy to serve Hashem in this world. So then the Ratzi itself is of a completely different quality. It's on a whole different level. It's a Ratzi which is there just for what Hashem wants out of this Ratzi, not just the desire of the person. So this is the new life, a completely new quality of a Ratzi that Lag Baimer brings into the Aveda of Chaydashir. Nichnas b'shalim, and then v'yatzah b'shalim. Since you enter peacefully with this in mind, with this attitude to do it just for the sake of Hashem, so you come out peacefully to bring down the rotzoi you should have its effect in the oifen of shuv. That's the reason why, like Baimer, is chai ir, this is the chayis of the entire month of ir, breathing new life into the aveda of rotzoi. Now we can connect this back to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. On dem oifen aveda gefintnen begiloi by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. As the Rebbe pointed out, that amongst all the 5 students of Rav Shimon ben Yochai that remained alive, the unique aveda that brings this aveda of a ratzi together with the shuv, and therefore poskul milamos, that the students stop passing away, because that now that what we're focusing on and highlighting is to bring the Eibishter down into this world. This is something that you see very, very strongly expressed by Rav Shimon ben Yochai more than the other 4 students that also did not pass away. Why is this? The Yud Gimel Shana was that is given in the Maida. The Gemara tells us the story about Rav Shimon ben Yochai that he spent 13 years in a cave. Is it a given bis by the Sunvel? In that time period, he was completely secluded from the world. Bis as kama mitzvahs meisiyas hat er nicht gekannt, hat er nicht gehad in Medlachkeit zum Mekayim zu sein. Zayin Mekayim to Zayin. To the point that many of the actual mitzvahs, he did not have the possibility to fulfill them. He only fulfilled them on a spiritual level. So we see here that Abshim Mechai was on the ultimate level of Ratzi, yearning to leave this world, and he actually experienced 13 years of his life completely out of this world. Aber, however, what was the Ratzi of Abshim Mechai? It was with the proper Shleimus, the Ratzi that then brings to the Shuv, to bring to draw down this Eibush to here in this world. Aber das Gufe hat ihm gebracht. Then what this caused is as I raised gain the Kumaira. When he left the cave, so you would expect he would be like in a different world, would not know at all after 30 years how to relate to what's going on in this world. But that's not what happened. Is they say that Avedi Given Nitis Baididus. So the way he served Hashem now was not by secluding himself and trying to find some place to hide similar to a cave. On Avegain from Yishuv and Welt and to leave any settled area of people in the world. Not Adarab. On the contrary, the Gemara there tells us the story called Lazar. Any place where his son Rabbi Lazar, that came out of the cave and couldn't handle what he was seeing, couldn't handle people working in the field and not spending their time learning Torah and things similar. So Rabbi Lazar, with his spiritual powers, brought affliction and burned things that he saw that are not completely in sync with the level of Torah that he was on. On the other hand, Rab Shimon, though, was able to heal and bring godliness even into such a place where people are there working and doing what they have to in a settled world. Erot gebracht refuah arefuah lo'ilam. He brought a healing to the existence of the world. On Nachmer, furthermore, the Gemara tells us the story. Omar, after Rab Shimon Bechai came out of the cave, he said to the people around him, Ikke milse de boilet kuni. Is there something here in your area, in your neighborhood, that has to be rectified for the sake of the people? Had gesucht, was came in sein Inwelt. Instead of just secluding himself, on the contrary, he was looking what he can do to be of help, to help people, what they need here, to function, to live, and to serve Hashem in the world. So we see Rav Shimon Mechai, the two opposite degrees. On one hand, the ultimate ratzi of being in a completely different world, in a cave for 13 years. And then when he comes out, Rav Shimon Mechai is totally focused on seeing what he can do to bring godliness into the world here below. And the reason is, by Rab Shimon Mechai, out of the students that remained alive, was unique, was outgezogt. He himself said, Midoisai, my character is Trumais, Mitrumais Midoisai Shal Rabbi Akiva. It's from the best of the best of the character and the level of my teacher Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, as Given, Begolui, Dishleimos, Eifen, Avedis Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, so by him, you saw expressed the ultimate level of Rabbi Akiva, his teacher, for nichnas b'shalim v'yotze b'shalim, that he enters in peace and he comes out in peace. That he goes into the cave for 13 years, but he comes out and he's able to relate to the world and help people and so on. His entering and being in the cave for all this time, this Ratzi that he was removed from this world, only caused the Shuv that he should be able to then come out of the cave and then come out and settle and help people in the world. Similar to this, we also find regarding his approach in learning Torah. The Gemara tells us before Rav Shimon Mechai went into the cave, Makshi Rav Shimon Mechai would ask questions on his learning, and he had no answers. Umefarikle Rav Pinchas Bayoy, and Rav Pinchas Bayoy, his father-in-law, gave him answers. Untreser Piruki, he gave him 12 answers for his question. So before he went into the cave, his approach in learning was to point out how our understanding of things is flawed, sort of leaving one's understanding and to try to get to a higher level, to go away from who you are. That was a ratzi before he went into the cave. Nachter Meire, after he came out of the cave and he spent all these years secluded and out of this world, but what actually the result was the opposite. That now, Makshir Apichas Ben Yoy, Apichas Ben Yoy was the one that was asking questions, pointing out the flaws in the way we understand things. Umefarik Le Rabshim Mechai, Rabshim Mechai was able to show him, on the contrary, how we are in our mitzvahs, with our understanding, are able to explain things, to understand them, to understand Torah in our minds here in this world. On Esrim va'arbe peruki, he was able to explain 24, give 24 answers to the questions that his father-in-law asked, which is keflayim l'toshiyah, double the amount that his father, the answers that his father-in-law gave him, only 12 answers. That's the great connection of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, of the Ratzoi and the Shov, and therefore Lag Baomer is on the same day that the students stopped passing away, because this actually represents the Shleimus of the Aveda of Rav Shimon ben Yochai to bring the greatest levels of Mesiras Nefesh and of godliness down here into this world.